All right, it's Tuesday morning. You know what that means?
Rock and roll Tuesday.
Rock and roll trivia.
That would be correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went from Chris Cross last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With you were telling me though one of the
members of Chris Cross died not too long ago.
Leukemia.
Yeah. Yeah, he had he had leukemia for a long time.
Yeah,
I understand.
Well, that's too bad. That's
but that really is sad.
Yeah.
But what you got this morning?
Okay.
Happier note, I hope.
Yes, it is a happier note. Do you want to? Right. You're cutting right to the chase.
All right.
May 20th. Oh, yeah. By the way, coming up, folks?
What?
Over at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park.
Yeah.
Beginning tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The ACC Men's Baseball Tournament.
Yes, sir.
And, folks, I'm going to tell you what. The Atlantic Coast Conference is absolutely stocked to the gills with perhaps the best conference in college baseball. I mean,
And
Carolina, NC State, Virginia, Florida State.
Yeah. Carolina's great, but they got lots of competition in the ACC.
Oh, this is going to be, I mean, you're seeing Omaha College World Series-like quality of baseball.
It really will be.
And it's going to pick up, I'm pretty sure it's starting tomorrow and run all the way through the weekend. And it'll be over the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. What a great place to go watch a baseball game.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's something you think about. But today,
rock and roll
trivia.
Immediate gratification.
Here we go. It's number one hits is our category.
All right. So you're going to hand it to
me. I'm
going to
hand you the single.
Okay, well.
5 days from now, on May the 26th.
I haven't seen it yet.
5 days from now, May 26th, this song that I'm about to hand to Ron was the number one tune on the Billboard Hot 100. Name the tune and artist from this song that came to us 40 years ago.
Ouch.
I know. And unfortunately, it's still one of the only songs that the Duke Pep Band knows how to play.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Here's the record.
You had to spoil it by saying that, didn't
you? Know it?
Well, I have a feeling. I don't know.
No, it's not.
It's not the obvious one?
It's not the Norway. Okay. I mean, the Norwegian Aha song.
No.
Count on Me or whatever.
Take on Me.
Take on Me, yeah. So here's another. All right. So Ron's putting it on the platter. He's getting a needle. You ready?
Right. I'm not looking.
All right.
Okay, help me out here.
Whoa! To the left.
Okay. All right.
You got it?
All right. Yeah, boy.
Frankenstein!
One of those instrumental number ones.
It was a great, and those don't happen a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Edgar Winter Group.
Mm-hmm.
It was the song in which Edgar Winter may well have indeed been the first to strap a keyboard instrument around his neck where he could interact with the audience.
Yeah.
And his guitar players.
Yeah, sort of like an accordion.
Yeah. Because, you remember that?
But it was an accordion.
Yeah. And the album version is 4 minutes and 44 seconds, and the single, 3:28.
Mm-hmm.
At the top
the radio edit.
Oh, yeah. And at the top for a week, McCartney and Wings, My Love, knocked it out of its top position. Frankenstein was the number one tune for 1 week. And, of course, that instrumental was kind of a last-second addition to the album, They Come Out Only at Night, or They Only Come Out at Night. And that album also had another hit that got as high as number 14.
My favorite Edgar Winter Group song.
Free Ride.
Free Ride.
Yeah.
Come on and take a free ride. And that always reminds me of Chapel Hill Transit.
Yeah.
Because we used to use that in the ad for Chapel Hill Transit on the radio.
Oh, that makes perfect
sense.
Remember,
in Chapel Hill, the buses are for everyone. Yeah. And the buses here are free.
And that's the one I was thinking that the Duke Band plays all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
So my bad on that. But anywho, Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm. Frankenstein.
Frau Blücher.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.